jolly brave, and I'll tell you a tale of a fat bummy boy named William. Dreamt one night of this faraway place, a wise man with a sun-dried face.
And he said, which in English means,
a long time ago in Africa, there was a mystical, magical wilder, yeah. There was a darkness in our land, and we thought it was vain. It's your destiny to ease our pain.
So much as that set his bottom across the seas to the land of the lion and the zucchini. Then shimmered off the coast of Tunisia. He had to trade his pants for food. So naked he trekked through the deep dark bush, pursued by the jackal, hyena and such. Morale was down and the cheers were on his chest, for he feared that he had failed in his quest.
Searching and searching, I hope I will find. Siak is the beast of my dreams. Visions, all visions, these stories in mine. I hope I will find it this year. Well, this year, well, this year I will find him.
He went down the road that he travelled over deserts and valleys and mountains and seas, throwing the towel, turning back home, but a rustle in the bushes, so he froze.
Could it be a yak he sought? For bounding through the bushes, the beast came forth. A wondrous sight, a splendor to behold. Trees parted and a cow approached.
Searching and searching, I think I have found the beast of my dreams is a cow. Weary, so weary, it all seems too tall. Perhaps the old man was enough.
No one would have dreamed that that fat pommy boy would achieve glory. William Stout, an inspiration to us all.
The truth would prevail. Descending on the village, crickets chirp, sharp voices of the hunters, only